SBS στα ελληνικά.
I was born in Melbourne in 1966 and both of my parents come from the village of Kastraki in Greece, which is nestled at the base of the beautiful Metera in Thessalia. My dad migrated to Australia in 1956 and my mum migrated in 1960. When I was quite young, my parents had a fruit and vegetable stall at the Paran Market for about 20 years. They entered the market in about 1971, and so we were very lucky to have an abundance of fresh seasonal fruits and vegetables that my mum would use to cook with, and she would cook traditional Greek dishes, the dishes that she learnt from her mother. I remember a Sunday was always a special day, and she would get up early and she'd make her pites. She would roll out her phyllo pastry, spanakopites, her tiropites. She would also make paspalhares, which are pites made with polenta and feta and spinach. So Sunday was always a special day, a special lunch, and my mother would go to a lot of effort on Sunday mornings to make something really nice for us.
How was it growing up in a Greek family in Australia in the 70s? What difficulties did you face and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I have to say it was a very happy upbringing in Australia. Up until about the age of 8, we lived in the suburb of Windsor in Melbourne, and it was a small street that was a cul-de-sac, and it only had a few houses, and most of the families living in that street were Greek. There was only one Anglo-Saxon family living in that street, so the families had children, and I would literally walk outside my house and there was always somebody to play with, and we'd play till, you know, the sunset every night. And so I had very, very joyful memories of my childhood. I didn't experience racism. I went to a Catholic girls' school from grade 2 till I finished my high school, and I was one of two Greek girls at that school, and I was fully accepted. The greatest challenge for me growing up were the restrictions placed by my parents. My parents, like most other Greek parents at that time, had brought with them the traditions and values of 1950s, 1960s Greece, and so they were quite conservative. Luckily enough, I had an older sister, and she fought a lot of the battles for freedom, so I didn't have as much conflict with my parents. And the way I sort of learnt to get around this issue was that I would kind of think about what I wanted to do. I would make my decision, and then I would actually go ahead and do it. And then afterwards, I would tell my parents that, you know, this and this, I've done this.
Some years ago, you had an idea of filming Greek grandparents, yayades and papoudes, cooking their signature dishes.
Yes.
How did you come up with this idea, and why are you so passionate about it?
I'm very lucky for a couple of reasons. I'm lucky because my mum is a fantastic cook, so I got to eat lots of beautiful, you know, Greek food. I'm also lucky because I have been able to travel back to Greece many times over the years. And we often return to my parents' birthplace, to Kastraki. And in the neighbouring town of Kalabaka, there is a restaurant that's been in operation there since 1925, owned by the same family. And every day, from scratch, they prepare beautiful, slow-cooked food. And it was in July of 2012, I was there celebrating my 46th birthday, and I just sat and sort of reflected on the fact that over the years that I had been visiting Greece, the number of these types of restaurants that actually offered this beautiful slow-cooked food had diminished quite significantly. And I thought, oh goodness, we're really at a stage where we could be risking the loss of these beautiful dishes. And so I thought it would be great to reach out to the Yadis Pampudis of Melbourne to ask them to share their dishes with us. And the other thing is, you know, it's significant that I was 46 years of age because many of my friends who are also of the same age and who are Greek Australians were losing their mothers and were lamenting the fact that they hadn't spent the time to, you know, watch their mothers prepare their special dishes and document their, you know, their signature Greek recipes. And the other thing is, actually, I really love this food. I mean, you know, this is the food that I was raised on. It has, you know, nourished and nurtured me. It's part of my living history, and I want to cook it for my children. I want my children to grow up and cook it for themselves as well.
Why is it important for Greeks or people from ethnic communities who live in Australia to keep their culinary heritage alive?
I think it's essential for all immigrants and ongoing generations to keep their culinary heritage alive. For new immigrants, their traditional food is what creates continuity in their lives. Mm-hmm. Where they've, you know, departed from their motherland and now they're living in, you know, a new country, a new city, living in new ways. It is the food that grounds them. It is their food from the past that grounds them. And the same for the first and future generations. It's that thread of continuity from our past and into the future. I think it forms for our children and their children. It'll form a very strong foundation. And from that, they can just kind of spring forward into their lives in Australia.
Do you share the opinion that food connects people and cultures?
Absolutely. People within the culture are connected to their food, and then people from outside that particular culture will be connected to that culture, often initially through food. The recollection is that, you know, growing up, you know, my parents celebrated my father's name day. Mm-hmm. His name is Yanni, and on the 7th of January or thereabouts, we would often have a huge party. Friends, family would come and we'd, you know, eat the roast lamb, and my mother would spend days ahead of, you know, the event preparing all her beautiful dishes. You know, we'd invite neighbours, we'd invite, you know, non-Greek friends, and they just loved these events and loved the food and connected to the people and the warmth of the people. So food definitely connects people to culture.
What is your favourite Greek dish?
I have to say, I love all Greek food, and depending on how I'm feeling on the day, it'll be a different dish. But if I was to choose a particular dish, it would have to be a slow food dish, one that's cooked with lots of oil and tomato and vegetables and maybe a meat, and all of the fluids and water has reduced out of the dish, and the vegetables are sweet and they're basted in that beautiful tomatoey oily sauce, and then you get your bread as well and you dunk it into that sauce. That'd be my favourite Greek.
What tip would you give someone who would like to give the Greek cuisine a go?
I'd say absolutely, give it a go. Give it a go and learn to appreciate the fact that Greek food is so much more than meat and dips. I mean, it really is more about the beautiful and delicious way that vegetables, the grains, that legumes are prepared. I would say to them, start by doing simple dishes, a Greek salad, some kind of dip, and then slowly building their repertoire. When you prepare a dish a number of times and you get to learn it better, then you can actually modify it to suit your taste more.
How, in your opinion, can we keep the Greek cuisine alive and pass on the knowledge to next generations?
I think that we really, really need to make cooking and sharing a meal together an absolute priority in our lives. I think that's something that we've lost a bit. Food and shelter and companionship are our basic essentials in life. And when we cook a meal and we share it with friends and family, we're actually enjoying two of those essential needs. It's also important that, you know, we prepare these beautiful Greek dishes for our children. And from a young age, they actually create beautiful, meaningful connections with these dishes. And then as they grow up, we get them to come into the kitchen. We get them to help us preparing these dishes, learning how to make the dishes, why we make the dishes, sharing the stories of these dishes, and teaching them, you know, about their culinary heritage.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.